right? And that seems like they've got immediate access to their firearms, it's under their immediate control in their house. It does bother me if somebody's drunk and got a firearm in their car, because that's a different situation where you're out encountering others, right, rather than in your own dwelling. I see that as a different circumstance, so I would want to be careful there to protect people's situation in their dwellings.
Excuse me, it may contain a whole lot of other things, bank robberies, 7-Eleven, stock robberies.
No, this is when they're drunk.
Well, even if they're not, if you just had the requirement, would you not have a loaded gun in the vehicle or not? There are numbers of things that stem from the access to under that kind of quick circumstance. I'm not probably tracking on your comment that you just made, because my brain drifted for about 30 seconds there. Mm-hmm. But this strikes me as a way where the police department, maybe they won't, but I would think that they'd be tickled pink. And your comment about the drunk and the dark windows all tie together to a 2-hour standoff that an Anchorage policeman had with a person who wanted to commit suicide. And the Anchorage policeman had detected the car had been sitting in this location for some time and went to check it out. And there was a way that with the light behind the car, he could see the form of the gun right up at the top of the window. And when the guy rolled the window down, he was very drunk. And this gun was pointed right at the policeman. It took him 2 hours to talk him out of the car. So you had all of those elements combined at that point, and he talked him out of committing suicide, which is what he was trying to do. He didn't have a loaded gun, and the windows were dark, and he was very drunk. I mean, there are just numbers of things that stem from that.
The law could be modified to say on the person or in the person's vehicle, a firearm while
intoxicated.
Right. Be narrow.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't know how other people feel. Somebody's really intoxicated and they got a loaded weapon in their vehicle, I got concerns with that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, they danger to themselves and to the people.
But is it not, going back to your example again, the person walking down the street intoxicated with a loaded weapon is not a loaded weapon?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
Right. Yes. That's arguably illegal under existing law. It's just kind of a tough standard of proof.
Right.
Right. Well, I appreciate everybody's time today. I think we've made some progress.
I think I would support that type of an amendment.
Okay. Well, could Department of Law draft something
sure.
up like that?
Sure.
And could you also address this, what was the other issue? The school grounds issue.
I can try.
Take a shot at it. And information to put upon that.
We need to put on the record that there is going to be a subcommittee of the oil spill.
Okay. Boy, I wish more people were here. We tried to work out something where we'd have a line of communication with the Attorney General on the oil spill. And we talked about it, and leadership seemed to feel it was good, since the bills were in this committee, to have some sort of subcommittee of this committee. So at this point, I'm probably going to appoint a subcommittee. It's going to be a little unusual because we wanted to extend it to the Resources Committee and also the Finance Committee. So it's probably going to have Representative Davidson as Chairman of Resources and Representative Navarre as Co-Chair of Finance. Representative Gruenberg, we're going to invite the minority to volunteer someone. Robin Taylor, probably that'd be a perfect choice, minority leader. And I guess myself, because it is our committee that have asked me to do this from. So at that time, I'm going to go ahead and appoint a subcommittee of that nature here as a subcommittee of judiciary.
So it'd be
those five people, and which in their function would basically be a communication conduit for Attorney General Cole to let us know what's going on with the negotiations. Okay, so with that, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much.